Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have another record-breaking month in the month of March and off to an even better start here in April. So congratulations for everybody who advanced in rank. We had, hundreds and hundreds of people that advanced in rank. We had more than 35 people who advanced to the rank of diamond or above. Want to give a special shout out to Joel Calandrillo, who made Red Diamond last month, Dr. Dana and Adam McGrady, who made Red Diamond last month, Christopher Taylor, who made Red Diamond last month, and we had one big, big, big rank advancement. We're going to be hearing from him in just a moment. David Scoltetti made five-star crown, only the second five-star crown in the history of Purium. But before we do that, I want to make a couple of announcements before we talk to David. And I'm going to start with Ignite, our convention. It's just the perfect name to talk about what we want to have happen there in Anaheim. No matter how big your business is, no matter how fast it's moving, wherever you're at, you'll be able to ignite another round of energy and momentum. We've got some big, big things planned for this convention. More new products than we've ever launched at one time. New programs, new ideas. And lots of sharing. You're going to be hearing from crowns and hearing from people who are having success. That's always an important part of our system, is to let the people who have had the real-world success share in what they do and how they do it. So you can get tickets right through your back office. It's available through the shopping cart under the events button. You can also call in to 888-747-6733 or call center. But the easiest way to do it is just right through your back office. We also have a website set up for rooms. That's puriumignite.com. So we've got plenty of rooms still left, especially Friday and Saturday night at the Marriott. So, make sure that you're plugged in, that you're going, and that you're letting other people know that you're going. So we've got a flyer. We've got some social media stuff you can share. You can post on Twibbon. You can, attach that to your profile. Let people know that you're going to be there. That's important. That's how we, kind of build consensus and build community and build momentum. So this is going to be an amazing event. David Sandoval and I were talking a little bit about it the other day, saying, the first time you have this convention, the first time you have a big event, it's kind of like you're excited just to be there. And the second time you do it, now you've got the experience under your belt. You understand what worked, what didn't, and how to do it a little better, and that's really going to be our focus this time, is to execute, at a whole nother level, to have a whole nother level of AV and entertainment, but importantly, we've got a whole nother level of launches. We're going to really launch some amazing stuff at that convention. You're going to want to be there, and you're going to want to have lots and lots of your folks there. And, the only way to have lots of folks there is for you to be there yourself, so make that commitment. We also have a convention going on over in Europe. So David Sandoval and I are going to be flying over to Rosenheim, Germany, basically starting a new renaissance for our business over in Europe. It's called Platinum Health Products over in Europe. You, if you've got contacts, especially in Germany and Austria, but anywhere across Europe, got a lot of folks coming from the UK. I know a handful of people coming over from Italy. So lots of interest because, we're 30 times bigger than we were 27 months ago here in the U.S. and Canada. And we're expecting to have that same sort of growth over in Europe. So if you want to be really at the center to find out what's going on, including the launch of the gift card marketing system in Europe, June 6th and 7th, tickets are only $42 U.S. It's €39 at $42 U.S. And then there's a second day, June 7th, which is Sunday, and that training is half a day, and that's only $22. So they're doing a $64 Saturday and Sunday event, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a good big group. I think there could be as many as 300 people there, so really should be a great event in Rosenheim. And later this week, you'll be able to sign up for that event, buy tickets directly through your back office. It's not set up tonight, but will be set up shortly. One of the things that is set up is on your enrollment page now, we added an athlete's gold pack. So that was a request we got from a bunch of different people. We've never had an athlete's version of the gold pack, but certainly there's a lot of interest, especially coming out of David Sandoval's PHP Academy around fitness and sports performance, lots of people promoting the athletes' products. We're going into the active time of year, spring and summertime, people wanting to get in shape, get outside. So an athlete's gold pack, that is available now, you know, in your back office. Speaking of David Sandoval, his book, Green Foods Bible, was picked up by more than 268 different websites here. So the story is starting to get out, word's starting to get out, and that book is going to be a big deal. And not only is it going to be a big deal, it is a big deal, especially in our community. And for those of you who haven't read the first version of the Green Foods Bible, you know, you're really missing out on understanding about the vision and the philosophy and the mission that David has, and his deep knowledge of how Green Foods can help you and your family. And if you're in Hawaii, good news, you're going to be able to get a free new version of the Green Foods Bible. So we're sending hundreds of them out there for our event on Saturday the 18th. So it's our last regional event. The Hawaiian group kicked off the regional season in January. Going to wrap up the regional season here in April. So get to that regional event in Oahu. It's going to be packed with crowns. And David Sandoval, and also Big Al Schrider, too. He's a network marketing legend and definitely has a lot of good training information. So it'll be an amazing value with the free Green Foods Bible, being able to see everybody, and includes lunch. And right now it's only $55, so we put a link into the email blast on that as well. And, you know, the one other thing that I wanted to mention before we bring on David Scultetti is that we've got a contest going on tied to our convention, and I want to thank the Field Advisory Board for helping us to come up with this really simple promotion, but exciting promotion. And that promotion is around enrollments, and we have a top prize of $3,000, $2,000, and $1,000 for the entire time period. But every single week, you have an opportunity to get a free convention ticket every single week. And here are the requirements. Requirement number one is you have to have purchased your convention ticket by last Friday evening. So every week we redo it. So if you haven't purchased your convention ticket, you've got up till this Friday evening to be in this next week's contest. So we look back last week and we said at Friday at midnight Central Time, who's purchased a convention ticket? And the second requirement is that you have to enroll at least one PLC member. And here's the good news. The more PLC members you enroll, the more basically tickets you get in the random drawing. So that's the second requirement. And the third requirement is that you're on this call tonight. So have your convention ticket, enroll a new person as a PLC member, and then be on the Tuesday night call to find out if you won your convention ticket. And so I'm going to announce two different potential winners. If one or both of them are not on the call, I've got one backup person as well, and that's all we're going to do for tonight. So hopefully we can give away two tickets here right now, and then we'll bring on David Scultetti. So what I'd like to do, if your name is, and he's actually a new red diamond, Christopher Taylor, please hit *6 and say hello, and we'll make sure that you get a free convention ticket. So Christopher Taylor, hit *6 and...
Hey.
In front of you if you're on. Hey. All right.
Hey, man. Well,
congratulations.
That is awesome.
Well, it is awesome. Well, it was a fantastic coincidence. We actually had the customer service team randomly pick a number. Your number was assigned to the ticket, and so there you are, new red diamond, as well as somebody still enrolling new members. And so we'll make sure we get your convention ticket refunded. So congratulations.
Thanks so much, David. Appreciate it.
All right, well, keep doing what you're doing. And our second winner is Gary Estrada. So if Gary Estrada is on the line, *6. And let's hear from Gary Estrada.
Yes, here. Hello.
Gary, yeah, who's this?
Yes, this is Karen Estrada.
Karen Estrada, all right. Well, awesome. Well, congratulations. Thanks for your hard work and enrolling a new member and having your convention ticket, and guess what? You're going for free. So thanks so much for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, I'll make sure that we get you know, your ticket taken care of. So we'll connect Rodney, who's in charge of our events. We'll make sure that that happens. So thanks, Karen.
Great. Thank you.
All right. So you see how it works? See how easy that is? All you need to do is have your convention ticket by Friday night, enroll in the TLC member this week. The more you enroll, the better chance you've got. I believe Christopher and Karen and Gary each enrolled more than one person last week. That helped him increase their odds. And then just be on the Tuesday night call. So anyway, lots of fun. This is going to be a fun promotion. We're going to be doing it all the way up through convention every single week. So keep doing what you're doing, but get your tickets this week. So now, without further ado, we've got our second five-star crown in Imperium history, Dr. David Skulteady. David, you on the line?
Sure am, David.
All right. Good, good, good. Well, you know, I know we need more Davids in this business, and so this is another David-to-David conversation, but one I'm really excited to have. And I know you really well. I've known you since, 1998 now, so it's been 17 years since we've known each other. But lots of people don't know who you are, and so why don't you share a little bit about your business background, a little bit about your networking background, anything else you want to share about your family as well, just to give us a sense of who you are and where you come from.
Well, I appreciate that, David, and aloha, everybody. Just hanging out here in Waikiki Beach, which is awesome. I think it's one of the beauties of this business model is, you know, if you work hard enough and find the right people to partner up with and do some special things, you can lifestyle a little bit. And, yeah, that's what I consider myself, David, a lifestyle entrepreneur. Family's always first. And that's my why. That's why I've always done this business for the last 20 years or so, and no different here, no different with Purium. So, so as far as my business background, I mean, I kind of went through a traditional, you know, educational background like a lot of people do. I went to college, you know, got a dual degree in finance and marketing, and I think the only thing that was against me in that process was I graduated in 1990, and for those that are old enough to remember 1990, we were right in the heat of a pretty severe recession. So, you know, honestly, the dreams and aspirations I had for going to Wall Street and working just weren't happening because there were no jobs, nobody was hiring. So, you know, I was kind of I've always been an entrepreneur, but interesting enough, I was kind of forced into entrepreneurship as a result of that, and built a couple businesses. Ultimately, got when the recession cleared, got into the securities business and worked in the asset management field for a dozen years, and then ultimately trips on network marketing, which, you know, honestly, it's a huge blessing. I'm extraordinarily grateful, you know, for the individual that brought it to my attention, you know, a little bit over 20 years ago. And, you know, it wasn't easy at first. I mean, I think, you know, I think one of the big misconceptions a lot of people have with people who have succeeded in this profession are that they've succeeded out of the gate. And that clearly wasn't the case for me. I don't know if I made any money for the first 3 or 4 years. But ultimately, you know, ultimately became a founding distributor of a company back in the late 90s with you, David. And, you know, I mean, we worked really hard. And I think, you know, I don't personally take the credit for that business that was built, but it does take leadership to drive a business. And you know, we kind of took that role on early on in that process and learned from a lot of people, ironically enough, in our organization, but learned a lot and, you know, built a pretty big business that it included about 300,000 customers and associates and, you know, to date it's produced over $500 million in wholesale sales. But, you know, it's, you know, and then, what, 6 years ago we kind of pulled back, you know, weren't really focused on building that business. It was just kind of like a halfway point, kind of a halftime, if you will, in our professional career, and, you know, took it upon myself to take all the knowledge I had gained over that previous 10 years and you know, focused on consulting in the business. And as you know, David, that's how I came across Purium, kind of with a consulting hat on, but became very enamored with what was on the table and what could be. And here we are approaching 2 years later and, you know, doing some special things.
Well, excellent. Well, you know, I don't want to continue to reiterate everything you say. I want to give you as much time as possible here. But, you know, if you're listening closely and listening between the words, I mean, there's lots of things that you shared in there that I think are really, really valuable, even in just you sharing your background. One of the things I love that you said is, you know, you came out with a traditional degree, you know, couldn't find a job on Wall Street. That didn't stop you. You know, you went you went into a business as an entrepreneur, started your own businesses, and so you know, that's one of the things that is so important is to be unstoppable, and you know, throughout your career and in your life, you've been unstoppable, and it's awesome to watch you grow. And I do remember when we started talking a little bit about Purium, and tell me what you saw at that point, you know, a couple years ago when you were looking at Purium as a consultant, and you know, what attracted you to our business model and the product line.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It was a couple things. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I think first and foremost, it was you, David. I got to give kudos to you. I mean, obviously, we've had a long-standing relationship. There's a lot to be said about trust and confidence and working with people that you like and care about and have the wherewithal to build a business. So that was first and foremost. I also knew Dave, you know, Sandoval. He actually private labeled a product for our company back in the late 90s. So I knew of Dave, not intimately personal with Dave at that point, but certainly knew enough about his integrity, his focus, his mission, and how he's basically walked his talk for several decades. So that meant a lot, you know, and that really obviously, you know, injected a lot of belief within the product line. So I don't think, you know, the ownership, the product line, you know, the management, that they were easy check marks. To me, as you know, I'm a passionate marketer. And it came down to the marketing and the system, at large. And really, it was the gift card marketing. I think, you know, again, kudos to you, Dave, for creating that program and that system. And the fact that the gift card marketing was in play, and there were, the storyline was really becoming clear with 10-day transformation. It really, to me, it was kind of the art of the deal. You know, it was just really. I'm a passionate entrepreneur. I look at this company, it was not a startup per se, but one could almost argue it was a 10-year-old startup. There was some infrastructure in place, which is great, and all it really needed was a couple tweaks, you know, from a marketing perspective that would, and a compensation plan perspective, that would put us in a position to attract other like-minded entrepreneurs that can carry this business forward. So that was the initial thing that attracted me, and then it was just a matter of, you know, identifying some like I said, some like-minded people that really, you know, could see the vision and the future and what could be. And I think it's one of the beauties of network marketing is you kind of have to be a little bit forward-thinking in terms of, you know, beginning with the end in mind. And to me, it was crystal clear. And I think even as we stand here, you know, 2 years later, we're just getting started. We're really in the formulation stage of this company. So when I sit back and think of what could be, you know, 3-5 years down the road from now, that's what really has me excited and really, you know, gets me motivated to really take it to a new level.
Nice. Well, we're going to talk about 3-5 years down the road here at the end of the call, but let's talk about the nuts and bolts. Let's talk about building a business. You know, you're certainly an expert in putting systems in place and, you know, building teams. And so, you know, you went about building your team, working with, you know, your leaders. And, you know, so whether you want to start, you know, back a couple of years ago or whether you want to talk just today, if you were starting a new person up in the business, you know, what are some key activities and things that you think are important for people to focus on?
Well, I think first of all, I think people need to understand this is the people business. I mean, you know, it's not the product business, although everybody's leading with the product, you know, a lot, which is a good thing. Really, what I've learned over the years, this is all about people and empowering people and helping people win, you know, in some capacity, whether they're looking for a physical transformation or financial transformation. I think, you know, personally, I've always straddled the fence because I think, interesting enough, you know, we're in a situation where the majority of the people out there, you know, are looking for a physical transformation. That's what makes it so easy to talk about the transformation and what it can do for people. But at the same time, I mean, if we could be so transparent, I mean, people really are looking for financial transformation as well. So, you know, I think that's really what puts us in such a great situation relative to so many other network marketing companies out there. Now, going back 2 years, you know, I got to just hats off to Brandy Sinoto. I mean, Brandy, many people know this, our story, and we've been longtime friends going on 17 years now, and we never had really truly worked together. But at the time, in the beginning of 2013, we were talking quite a bit about things, and she's a very passionate entrepreneur, and you know, I gotta take my hat off to her, and first and foremost, you know, acknowledging that she was looking for a vehicle that she could drive her passions in, but you know, ultimately making a decision, you know, with her and Holly and Tracy and a handful of initial founding people of our team, you know, making a decision that, you know, we can do this and we can do some special things. Now, you know, with that said, you know, you talk about getting people started right. Well, that was something that we focused on from the very beginning, full well knowing that the most important thing you can do in a business like this is get somebody off to the right start. So our philosophy, our strategy out of the gate was really centered around the fact that it's easier to build fast than it is to build slow. So let's create a momentum-driving business plan, leading with the transformation, leading with the gift card marketing program that will really attract people, you know, into the process quickly, and then help them, you know, and help them win. So, you know, I mean, I'm just speaking off the top of my head here, David, but I mean, like, if somebody were to come up to me and get engaged today as I'm sitting here on the beach, I mean, you know, there's a handful of things that I would tell them right out of the gate that are really important. Number one, you know, there's a huge importance in creating that initial list, that initial list of people that you're going to contact. And the most important thing about that is just obviously not to prejudge. It's real easy to, you know, pick off your top 5 or 10 people. But, you know, the truth of the matter is anybody that ever succeeds at any level in this business really goes out and enrolls dozens upon dozens of people over the tenure of their business, you know, career. So creating that initial list is extraordinarily people, or important rather. Secondly, is how you approach people. And I think, you know, what I would tell people from this perspective is, look, just go out and share with passion. Don't try to sell people on it, because honestly, I don't think we need to sell anybody on this. You know, I've always taken the philosophy that, you know, either one's interested or they're not. If not, who's next? You know, kind of network through people versus direct people. But I don't think one has to be a salesperson in any way, shape, or form to attract people to what we have from a product offering, let alone from a business perspective. I think people need to, you know, obviously have that right mindset and posture. I mean, you know, again, you know, people enter network marketing, those that are brand new, they don't really necessarily look at it as a profession, but, you know, if they enter the program, you know, looking at it from the multi-million-dollar opportunity it is, you know, bigger things can happen. So, again, it's just all part of the mindset of what the profession provides, where we are in the landscape of Purium and what we can provide with that. And then, of course, having that right posture to go out there in the marketplace with confidence. And because again, people are going to be attracted to the height of your enthusiasm versus the depth of your knowledge. And that enthusiasm really is tied to your mindset, you know, and posture. So, you know, that's obviously important. I think the system, I don't think you want me to chat to you on systems. I think it's very clear that we've got a game plan system. We've got a gift card marketing system. We've got a process. We're using social media like the best of them. It's a matter of subscribing to that system, and because if you don't, your business won't duplicate, right? And then once people understand there's a system, then, you know, as leaders or even brand new for that matter, I think we need to understand why we're doing it. We need to help people understand why they're building this business and help people set the proper goals. And those goals come, as you know, in multitude of ways. I mean, you know me, I'm a big, you know, one of the reasons that our team has succeeded so much is because two things. Number one, they've understand the two tranches of goals. They've understand that, number one, they should always have a rank advancement goal, whether it's from start to consultant to director to executive, and all along down the chain. Every single month, people need to have a rank advancement goal, but once you have that, it really is important to, you know, inject the activity goals that you have. And so it's one thing to, like I said, it's one thing to set, you know, a rank advancement goal, but without those specific activity goals, meaning the number of people you contact, the number of presentations you're doing, the number of healthy happy hours you're doing per week, you know, filling your calendar, you know, without that, it's all for naught. And then, you know, I guess, David, honestly, I mean, I can go on and on with this, but I think, you know, the other most important thing is, you know, setting the pace. I think you need to set the pace for yourself based on what your particular goals are, but you also need to set the pace for your team, because whatever you do, whatever I do, whatever we all do, really, in moderation, our team, you know, members will do in excess. So we've got to set the pace, and if you want a fast-growing business, you got to go out there and step up and put the efforts forward to grow it fast.
Nice. Well, there's a lot of really, really big concepts and important concepts. One of my favorites is the idea of, you know, tying your activities to your goals and your goals to your activities. And I see that all the time. The most successful people
have written goals. They're very concrete. They're very specific. And then they have activities as well that are attached to them. So they go from dreams to real goals. So I'm glad you said that. I think that's really important no matter where somebody is. Let's as we're trying to wrap up here, why don't you talk a little bit as, you know, some differences as people start to build their team and as they start to build a group. And I think this is one thing you've mastered, you know, having such large groups for such a long period of time. You know, what are the two or three things that are really important when you go, you know, not out of building mode, but when you start to focus on supporting your team, helping your team, building a community, you know, driving your business, you know, through people rather than just through recruiting? What are a couple things that you want to point out there?
Well, David, it's interesting. You mentioned the word culture, community. I mean, to me, that's everything. And that was another one of the things that attracted me to Purium was, you know, I'm not sure if there was a pure culture from the field perspective. So it was really kind of a clear sheet of paper, and that was really exciting to me. And honestly, I think that one of the core reasons Purium's going to succeed to the level that I believe it's going to succeed going forward is because of the baseline of the culture and community that's been put in place. So that's number one. That's really, really important. The other thing is I don't believe in management mode. I just don't believe in it at all. I think there's times when you can pull back. I mean, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I work hard, as hard as anybody, but I think there are times where one needs to pull back, take a vacation, and kind of just, you know, recharge, if you will. So, but at the same time, during that process, as you know, in this business, it's pretty hard for any, you know, networking leader to kind of turn themselves completely off and not be thinking about the business. I think that, another thing that's really important is people, you know, as you're starting to grow a business, one of the biggest mistakes I've watched people make is they've made themselves the issue. They kind of, you know, take the position that they've arrived. Well, I don't think anybody really truly arrives in this business. I mean, I won't speak of any names, but I know a lot of people within this profession who have been very successful over multiple decades, and they don't make themselves the issue. They're constantly taking action. They're constantly following the system. Maybe fine-tuning it a bit, but they're constantly looking to work on themselves. And they really take the position, David, of helping others. And that's the thing, you know. It's just like, it's the one thing it took me probably a decade to learn, because I was always a person who, you know, give me the comp plan, let me understand how to make money, I'll go out and do it. And what I've learned over, you know, with hindsight, is that was a pretty self-centered attitude and position to take. And so when you go out and really kind of take a pay-it-forward position on things, and really care about helping get, you know, people getting started right, helping people advance themselves, you know, understand the concept that, you know, this is a relationship business, so you're constantly working on relationships, I think that really helped the process. And then the last thing I really want to touch on, David, if you don't mind, is understanding where we are in the cycle of the business. You know, at any given year, in my mind, there's always been like three core cycles. There's that beginning of the year, which is that January, February, you know, March run, where you really get things out of the gate, you know, into the new year. And then there's that real kind of interesting sweet spot, which is really we're right at the beginning of that cycle, that April, May, June period, which, you know, people who are actively building, people are really looking to make things happen during those months. And it's those that really, you know, understand that 90-day run, if you will, in that April, May, June period, that set themselves up for a smooth sailing summer. Which ultimately, in our case, anyhow, we go into our annual convention, and then, you know, you have that convention, which our convention this year is going to be over the top. I think it's going to be extraordinarily successful. And then when you come out of convention and the kids go back to school and all that stuff happens in September, you've got that September, October, November run, which again, to me, is probably the single most fertile piece of the whole cycle. And as I see it, David, look, I still believe this company's in formulation. I know we've gone from, you know, a $2 million company to a $40-plus million company in a couple of years, which is extraordinary. There's not many companies that say they can even done that. There's not many doing it in this time and space in this profession. But, you know, we get to hit that critical mass period. And I think, personally, that if we go out as a team and we not only as individuals – you know, purchase our convention tickets, but take the position that every new platinum or launch pack that comes into the business, they personally make the investment themselves and get their convention ticket. I think we can go out and put 1,300, 1,400, maybe 1,500 people at that convention. And if we do that and execute as we did last year, which is, you know, no question in my mind we will, then I think, you know, going into the fourth quarter here, we're going to hit that critical mass period and really set ourselves up for the momentum phase for Purium Health Products in 2016. And I can just tell you, for those who, you know, have been involved in a company where there's momentum, you understand what I'm saying. It's like, you know, when you're in the yacht club and the tide is rising, all the boats rise. Well, the same thing applies here. All you need to do is have an active building business when momentum hits, and it's like riding a wave. It's like, you know, my kids did over the last hour here in Waikiki, and you ride the wave, you hit it right, and it just carry all the way to the surf. And that's about the best analogy I can offer you, David. Right now, we're in a really great situation. It's all about timing and positioning, as far as I'm concerned. And we've created a great leadership core as a base that's really, you know, positioned and committed, you know, to help us, you know, move this company forward.
Well, I appreciate you outlining all that, and I agree with you 100% that the idea of, you know, this compounding momentum. We've had a great first quarter. We got out of the gates. We've had, you know, record-breaking month here in March and on pace for another one in April. And, you know, but pointing toward convention, using that timing and that focus and creating goals and activities attached to, you know, that activity and making convention really what we say it's going to be, which is ignite, you know, giving you the opportunity to ignite your business. So if this is your first day in Purium, or whether you've been in Purium a long time, it doesn't matter. You know, putting your goals together, as David outlined, and, you know, attaching activities to those goals is really what it's all about. And I agree with you. I think we're just getting warmed up. You know, I believe as much as the trends are in our favor and as many great things as we've done, I think we've set the table with a fantastic culture, a fantastic leadership team in the field, and, you know, our owners are filled with integrity and passion and a mission to help people. And I think all those things bode really, really well for what the potential is for Purium. And appreciate you being a point person as far as the field and being on the field advisory board and giving up of your time and your energy and your knowledge here on tonight's call. It's a testament to who you are, and we're glad you're on our team. So thanks so much for sharing tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate that, David. And if I could just sit down for 30 seconds and say one thing. I just want to acknowledge a couple of things. Number one, I want to acknowledge the hard work of everybody in the corporate office. You know, Dave, Amy, Debbie, I mean, they're doing an extraordinary job. And honestly, what most people, you know, in the field don't really see is how hard, you know, the corporate office works. And this goes for you as well, Dave. So, number one, kudos, hats off to all you guys. Second thing I want to mention is, look, I appreciate, I just saw the email that came through, and, you know, look, I get recognition and all that stuff, but, I mean, the truth of the matter is this is a team-building exercise, and I don't, you know, I just want to acknowledge all the leaders out there, all the crown leaders. You know, we had that trip in Arizona in December, and, you know, I made a couple comments there where, you know, I honestly felt that this was arguably the highest quality field leadership that I've ever seen in the profession. And most of which, incidentally, were brand new to the profession of network marketing. So it's not like we all don't have a lot to learn going forward, but it was really kind of special to me to kind of sit back and really kind of reflect on where we were and how everybody is so committed. So, you know, from everybody, I just want to acknowledge all the leadership on this call, no matter where you are. Some of you may be just brand new in this business, and you've got some great entrepreneurial business background. I mean, again, hats off to you as well. We've got a great future ahead, and all, you know, the speed of the pack is certainly dictated by the speed of the leader, and I think we have a huge responsibility to ourselves, to our family, to Dave and Amy, to anybody who's associated with your why, to really work hard and do the right thing. And I think the integrity that kind of flows through this organization is really special. So I appreciate you having me on the call, Dave, and it's just really special to be associated with this company.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, it's a great way to wrap it up. And so thanks, everybody, for being on the line. This call is recorded. So if you didn't get all your notes in, you can listen to it in the back office. I'm sure Debbie will have it up there in the next day or two. And tomorrow night, David Sandoval will meet the owner's call. You know, always an opportunity. He's so available to us and his product knowledge. And we've got a diamond trip coming up this weekend. Looking forward to it. Nearly 100 people.
going to be locked and loaded for lots of fun, lots of learning, and so I'm going to be flying out to Long Beach on Thursday. Looking forward to seeing all you Diamonds out there, and special congratulations to Christopher Taylor as well as Gary and Karen Estrada, winners of free convention tickets. So make sure you get your convention tickets if you don't have it, and make sure that you enroll a new PLC member this week, and maybe you can get your convention ticket for free next Tuesday night. So thanks, everybody. Special thanks to you, David Scolpetti. Thanks so much for sharing so honestly and openly and genuinely, and we'll catch you tomorrow night with David Sandoval. Bye, everybody.